Thank you very much, Chair, for the skillful way in which you and your team have guided our work. We also thank the Secretariat for the excellent preparations, as always, for this meeting. Australia wants to see a substantive and meaningful outcome from the 2023 GGE. Our mandate is to intensify consideration of proposals related to the normative and operational framework on autonomous weapons systems. In keeping with this mandate, a total of 7 proposals have been submitted to the 2023 GGE, building on the many papers submitted last year. The joint proposal, which Australia co-sponsored, follows a two-tier approach by elaborating types of autonomous weapon systems that would, by their nature, be categorically prohibited under international humanitarian law, and limitations on use of all other autonomous weapon systems. It put forward concrete measures described with precise language that are immediately implementable by states to ensure compliance with IHL. Chair, we had a very productive discussion in March, and we hope this positive atmosphere will carry into this session. We think the draft report you have presented us provides a solid basis for our discussions. It clearly seeks to strike a very fine balance between different positions represented in this room. We will suggest specific edits as we move through the report, but for now I offer a few general comments. Firstly, as others have said, we would urge the GGE to avoid undefined terminology and focus instead on concrete measures that are implementable by states. We know that when we move beyond vague labels, there is much that unites us and our various proposals in terms of substance. It is this substance we should seek to capture. Secondly, we should take care not to conflate distinct legal concepts or obligations. Particularly important for my delegation is the need to distinguish obligations under IHL that are primarily applicable to use of weapon systems and measures to be implemented in the design and the development phase. Third, and similar to comments made by others before me, we should use appropriate terminology to distinguish existing legal requirements and non-legally binding policy measures that go beyond IHL. We will propose some amendments to this effect. Fourth, we welcome reference in the report to weapon reviews and recognition that exchanging relevant best practice is a useful way to enhance national weapon review processes. We think we could be aiming higher here in terms of encouraging exchange of good practices. We will be proposing some language in this section of the report, which we hope can attract consensus. Finally, Chair, we look forward to discussing the very important topic of our future mandate. It is critical that this mandate build on the very productive work that has taken place in this year's GGE. Reaching consensus on a substantive set of conclusions, capturing the many areas of consensus in this group, would lay the strongest possible foundation for our future mandate. Thank you, Chair.